Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, somebody needs to say thank you, Jesus, because he woke you up this morning. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless the Lord. Somebody up in here.
Person a day that God loves them, yes. And you love them too.
Amen. And we thank God for, hallelujah. We thank God for you doing that. We really appreciate you. We love you for doing that. In fact, you know what? I want to share something with you. And I just want you to take this at heart, what I'm getting ready to share with you. Give me about 10 seconds. I want you to get out of your seat and love unto folks out of heaven. Welcome to folks. That's the very least in our best song. All the little that you love will follow. And that I love you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Thank God for allowing us to come back into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Does everybody get your Bible out? Your ink pen? Be ready to write down the scriptures that the woman of God today is going to share with us. Hallelujah. Get ready to take some notes. When God said with us the right now word, that was my prayer this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing a right now word.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. You got the Bible, your composition notebook, your ink pens, your highlighters. Hallelujah. So you be ready for the word when it comes. Take out your communion element, whatever you want to use for when we bring. When we have the Lord's Supper, hallelujah, put it in your mind the people that you want to stand toxic for healing and for deliverance. Hallelujah. Those people that you met this week, that you witnessed to, that said, please pray for me. Please stand in agreement with me for such and such. Hallelujah. Put those people up, hallelujah, in prayer and stand toxic for when we take communion and when we call names out, when we put those names into the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget the second, third Friday of the month, we always have men's and women's fellowship. But in the month of September, we will not be having it. Hallelujah. But it's the same as usual every morning, 7 o'clock, praise and worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So set your alarm for 6:55. So you'll be ready at 7 o'clock for praise and worship.
Amen.
Every morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then Tuesday evening, at 2 o'clock for 6:55 p.m. for Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're at the end of the semester. Hallelujah. And the students are turning in papers. It's been a joyous ride. Hallelujah. We've learned so much about the Word of God and about the Bible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget to visit the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and look and see what the ministry's vision and mission is. Hallelujah. And today, since today is the fourth Sunday, we have guests in. Just like every fourth Sunday of the month, we have a guest speaker today. Our guest speaker is Dr. QB Stevenson.
Hallelujah.
Breaking the word of God to us. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And hardly wait. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, we just never know what God is going to say. Hallelujah. To the ministers that he brings to us. Hallelujah. Don't forget the first Sunday in September is Friends and Family Sunday.
Hallelujah.
So those family members you want saved, those family members that you talk to all the time, ask them to join you in church on the first Sunday of September. Thank you so much. And we also have a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. We believe in God for big and better things. We believe if we get it, we get the edifice, God will fill up the seat.
Hallelujah.
God is doing wonderful things. We want to be able to minister to the city of Baltimore. Hallelujah. Even the Lord. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor Teacher. I appreciate that, Pastor Teacher.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
And I just wanna thank God for all of you that are here and those that are in radio land. I tell you, God has a special treat for us today.
Amen.
And we are going to flow with that today. And we thank God for that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
But before we go on any further, you know, one day somebody prayed for us.
Yes.
They called out our names to the Father God in Jesus' name. Some of us had our backs against the wall. Some of us were infidels and heathens, and we didn't even think about calling on Jesus. Some of us were just going through stuff. But somebody along the line verbalized, articulated, called out our name to God. And guess what happened?
Hallelujah.
He heard their prayer.
Thank you.
The word of the Lord says the prayers of the righteous avail us much. So we thank God for that. And we thank God, hallelujah, that he's given us an opportunity to do the same. Because when the praise is God, hallelujah, and we thank God for that. And because of that, we're going to pray the song, the prayer, and we're going to try to modulate the sound so it can go down a little slow.
Amen.
And we need to be audibilizing, verbalizing, articulating, naming folks' names. Our loved ones, our family, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, even to our enemies. They need Jesus too. And I know some of you say, they really need Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Well, if anybody can change the course of the mighty rivers of iniquity in a person's life, it's Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we play this selection, I want you to order name those names. Call out those names like somebody called out your name. Hallelujah. Give me 10 seconds.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Nobody can do it like you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Let's go, you guys. Let's get in the band. Get up there.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Pastor Peaches, I thank you for a pastor. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for another Sunday. We thank God for another fourth Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for another day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Peter, I'd like to single you out. I need to ask you a question. May I ask you a question today?
Yes, I hope I know the answer.
Oh, you probably do know the answer.
Hallelujah.
What is pneumata ultrascopic silico volcano conosiconiasis?
Oh, wow. That is a disease that has to do with a circumduct.
Hallelujah. See, that's absolutely correct. See this woman. Oh, this woman. Oh, yeah, y'all need to give her a hand. Y'all need to give her a hand. Yeah, praise the Lord. I think she's been, I can't think she.
I'm her
place,
you know.
Oh, come on. Hallelujah. We have a good time in the house of the Lord. Now, I need to share with some of our visitors and newcomers. When you hear me say,
praise the Lord,
and if you're the first one, the Lord will reward you with understanding and realizing that fact in your life and in this setting.
Hallelujah.
So we praise God. Hallelujah. I said, praise God. Oh, we bless his name anyhow. Come on, God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, I don't know about other folks, but I come to church, I have fun. Learning and knowing about the Lord, I have fun. Seeing his face. And his face, I'm going to tell you, if you saw his face the way, I mean, really, you see that God is a giver.
Hallelujah.
Genesis 12:2. It says, we are blessed to be a blessing. If God's going to bless us, so we can bless others. And I'm going to tell you something. It's just so good to understand that God is a giver, so he wants us to be just like him. Hallelujah. So I try as best as I can. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think, Angie, you might have got that.
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah. That's just for Angie. Come on, man. Now, I don't know what the back crew is doing. Are y'all asleep back there? Father, anybody, if you can say Jesus is Lord, that's the Holy Ghost giving that to you.
Yeah.
If you come across with somebody that is talking about God and all that kind of stuff, and you're still not sure because you got to catch in your spirit,
amen.
You ask them, say, I need you to repeat something after me. And you tell them, Jesus is Lord. And if they can't repeat that, then God bless you. Thank you for sharing. I'll see you later. Because the devils, those who work for the enemy can't say that. Because they serve another father, and he's the father of liars and all those other kind of stuff. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the meal of the healed.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. And she got some Bibles back there to give you to keep. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
First Corinthians.
Yes,
chapter 11. Verses 23 to 30. Hallelujah. Eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily, because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I accept before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything that you said, everything that you've spoken, you shall perform it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your God and your word.
Thank you.
Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. We thank you, Lord, for your word on today.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you
for your word.
Thank you for your word. Thank
you.
On the same night,
in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Oh, yes. Somebody else say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my healing already, Lord. Thank you, 4:18. Isaiah 61:1, verse 2, and verse 3 says, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord. So, in the name of Almighty God, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the elementary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Christ, in Jesus' name, for healing us from the top of our head to the toes of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank the Lord for supernatural, greater miracles right now, all over the world, right now, Lord. Cancers being dissolved, tumors being dissolved and disappearing, high blood pressure coming back to normal for good. All in the glory time, God. Glucose levels coming back to normal. Shout out for the arthritis disappearing. Blood-borne pathogenic diseases disappearing. Lord of the Lord, 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 your word, sir. Your word, Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. And Psalm 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Thank you, Jesus. And likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he has given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new gifts, my new inheritance that I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, crucified under the wound, is already on the doorpost and lintel of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorpost and lintel of our hope. Exodus 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. Oh, hi, God, you said. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you. Where I see your blood. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers the blessing. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you, Holy Ghost, covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and our mistakes, our so-called mistakes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Yes. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicate, discombobulate, nullify, bring to north, make to no effect, bring to nil, replace, eliminate, utterly destroy every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexation. Fire, 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 decimate, annihilate, eradicate, discombobulate, utterly destroy every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Every ungodly soul dies, whether we realize it or not. It's seven in Jesus' name. What else shall I do? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion. We only is it the meal that he, not only is the meal that gives life, preserves life, and divides life, but it's a confirmation meal.
Thank you.
That we are children of the Most High King.
Yes.
It's a confirmation meal.
Yes.
That we are recipients of the blessings of Almighty God.
Yes.
It's a confirmation meal. That we are recipients of the Abrahamic covenant blessing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Not only that, Lord, but it's a confirmation meal.
Yes. Yes.
That we are the Ark of the Covenant postcard.
Yes.
Because the promise of the Lord is in us.
Hallelujah.
It's a confirmation meal that we're not standing on holy ground. We are holy ground. That's why anybody that we try to come against the people of God are outside their mouth. Because in the Old Testament, you mess with the Ark of the Covenant, and thousands of people died, dropped dead. So sometimes we got to pray for mercy for those that come against us.
Yeah.
We got to do what Christ did on the cross.
Amen.
They tell me his first words were, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So you on your job, or you in your community, or in your family, and somebody's coming at you like they're crazy. You can hold up just a minute. And you look towards heaven. And you say, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. Don't kill them, Lord. Don't kill their family. Don't kill the dog or the cat. Have mercy, Lord.
Amen.
And then you look back at them and say, now what was that you were saying? We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Pastor, be ready. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. At this time,
glory to God.
In fact, Pastor Peaches,
yes,
he's a star of the show.
Glory to
God. But he's a star of the show. The co-star? Anyway, what time is it?
Time for the word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to take this time to present to someone.
Oh, glory.
Someone I've known for years.
Oh, yeah.
Deacon AJ, are you there?
I'm right
here. Yeah, can you move this podium over a little bit, over there?
Hallelujah.
I have known this young lady for a long time.
Glory.
When I first graduated, got my bachelor's, and my first job was working with her. She was the principal of a summer program, and I was one of her teachers.
Oh.
So we go back a long, a little ways. Well, we're not trying to tell anybody's age, but I think I'm older than she is. Yes, indeed. So she's a young lady. But she's a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, hallelujah, woman of the word, guardian of the altar, a demon destroyer.
Glory.
Without further ado,
glory God.
I'm going to present to some and introduce to others none other than Elder Kimberly
Hallelujah.
Give me about 10 more seconds.
Thank you. Now, Pastor
Peter, I'm going to need you to look at this.
Hallelujah. And I like to worship the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Worship Him. Give Him what He deserves. Talk in your tongue. The evil only on His face. Praise Him. Worship Him. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you. thank you,
oh,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
hallelujah.
Be mindful of how precious women are.
Oh, hallelujah.
Our topic for today is, who is a woman? Genesis 2 and 23 says, she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. That's what the word says. Webster says, the female of the human race. An adult or a grown-up female and distinguished from a man. In this world, the world has said something about a woman. Maya Angelou has said something, the phenomenal woman. Pretty woman, wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion novel's size. Who would I start to tell this? They think I'm lying. I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arm, in the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenal woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as I see, and to a man, the fellow stand or fall down on their knees.
All right.
Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the sway in my wings and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenal woman. That's me. Men, sometimes men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breath, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenal woman. That's me. Praise the Lord. That's what the world says about a woman. Okay? But well, we've already heard that a woman was made from the rib of a man.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. A woman is self-aware of herself and others around her. She knows who she is, what she wants. She is courageous. Faces challenges, intellectual, confident, self-aware.
Yes.
She's honest, emotionally intelligent, and optimistic. She preserves and refuses to stay silent in the face of abuse. She recognizes her journey and stays the course. Identifies what it takes to reach her goal. That's a woman. Knows when to push and when to walk away. She is a combination of passion, of self-respect, fact, and kindness. She has a healthy dose of courage. She is the secret sauce in the recipe. She will take a risk, has the inner ingredients for continuous joy. She is willing to be flexible and seek information to better her life and sharpen her mind. She admits she doesn't have it all the answers, but not afraid to ask hard and tough questions. She's eager to learn, and she will pick herself up when she falls and keep taking care of them. She builds others up with kindness and compassion. She shows unconditional love and support. She gives out vibes of happiness, kindness, wisdom. It's hard to have a bad day when you are helping someone else. A woman believes in progress, not in perfection. She believes in God. Now, but a godly woman, you heard what the word says. It's not bad. It's terrible.
No,
it's pretty good. But let's hear what Daddy God says. A godly woman. As you know, in Proverbs 31, 10 to 31, the virtuous woman, we all know what that says. We will read that later. It is the ultimate woman. This is what God says. In Colossians 3, 12 through 14, above all that I put on, I put on God.
Yes.
Psalm 37 and 7, I am still in rest in the Lord. I wait for him and patiently lean myself upon him. Psalm 3, 5 through 8, in all my ways I recognize and acknowledge him. Psalm 34, 13. I keep my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking evil. And now, this is what Proverbs says about the virtuous woman. Listen intensely. Close your eyes. Proverbs 31, 10 to 31 from the King James Version. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband, the faith who trusted her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maids. She considers the field, and buyeth it, with the fruit of her hand. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to spindles, and her hands hold the distress. She strengthens out her hands, stretches out her hands to the poor. Oh, yes. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to meet them. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself covering for tapestry, for clothing, for silk, and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen and selleth it. He delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she joyeth in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well in the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excel them all.
Hallelujah.
Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hand, and let her own works praise her in the gate.
Hallelujah.
Now we listen to that and we say, that's a tall order. But mind you, and that they God be with us. We know what the world says, but what does God say?
Hallelujah.
What check can you take to the bank and it won't bounce?
Hallelujah.
In his word, he has already told us that he would never leave us or forsake us. In the time of trouble, we can call on him, and he will answer us. Every woman has a girlfriend. You know the one that you can confide in. But every now and then, she will disappoint you or fail you, not meaning to. But in Jesus Christ, a woman learns that she can depend on Jesus.
Yes.
When she has a home, when she has children, a husband, work to do, go to work, house clean, meeting, she has to be saved on Jesus.
Yes.
There's no way in the world a woman could do all these things. She is flexible, she is loving, and she's kind.
Yes.
Because when she can't stay, she has learned to kneel. Kneel in the face of her father, knowing that she will get strength, empowerment, wisdom, and knowledge from him. Because the only he is godly wisdom, godly knowledge, godly understanding, and even confidence. A woman is a vital, vital instrument to the kingdom of God. After all, did not Jesus Christ come to a woman?
Amen.
The world has already said, the hands that rock the cradle moves the world.
Oh,
and the world has said the best person for a job is a woman. Look at all that she brings to the table. Creativity, patience, love. She receives a hard task, and she decides how to break it down and make it work for her. It will work for her children. But there's no medicine, no money for things.
Hallelujah.
She goes to her knees and to her
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah.
She has learned her power and her strength. In her heart and in her prayer. She has learned that prayer is her weapon.
Oh, yes.
Prayer
Hallelujah.
Is her everything.
Yes.
She must talk to her Savior and her Lord because he always
listens.
He has always said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
Hallelujah.
You have not because you have not.
Yes.
But what are you asking the Father, lady? Are you going to him to solve the problem?
Hallelujah.
Not knowing what to do? Choosing not to gossip. Choosing the right thing over the wrong. It's a choice. Jesus Christ is a judge.
Yes.
He is dare come upon you unknown. But you must come to him. He
Hallelujah.
Is worth everything.
Thank
His arms are continuously open to the woman.
Yes.
He sees the path that he has given her. It's not an easy one. But she, I believe, is something special. To God's heart. She's kind. She struggles. She goes to her knees. She cries. But she holds out her hands. And the only one she knows that will hear her cry and move for her. She believes in him. She trusts in him. Even when she doesn't know the outcome of a situation, she believes God is there for her. And then she sees her children.
Yes.
The best meal that she can,
Amen.
Whatever
Amen.
Is in
Amen.
The closet,
yes.
she
yes.
makes it taste like
Hallelujah.
She
yes.
has
Hallelujah.
Done God. Everything you do,
Hallelujah.
It must be done like Daddy God.
Right.
And that's His love. He
Amen.
Said, you will know my people by their love.
Amen.
Are you
yes.
distributing
yes.
love today, ladies?
Amen.
When you go to the meeting, when you go to the supermarket, when you go to the laboratory, when you go shopping, are you showing Christ?
Amen.
Do they not see you but see Christ in your life
Amen.
And the way that you talk, the way you handle
things?
And bring it home.
Amen.
Charity,
yes,
and at home. And a wife has to be a partner to her husband. Things that she may not understand, but things that she may not really like about him. You don't tell him.
Amen.
You go tell Daddy God.
Amen.
He will hear.
Amen.
As you know, women like to talk. I like to talk. But I constantly pray because I know the power of words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Words have power.
Yeah.
Negative and
yeah.
positive.
Yeah.
So on my knees, I pray in my heart, Lord, anoint my mind.
Yeah.
Anoint
you.
My heart. Anoint my thinking. my goings and my comings. Don't let anyone mislead me because of my words. Watch what you say. Watch the audience that you're in the company of. You're on guard. Someone's watching you all the time. Don't get a picture from God. Don't let him fire you for being a child of God, embarrassing him. But in your heart and in your prayer time, choose Christ in every way.
Hallelujah.
If you have a choice, look at the choice. Now, look at the word of God. What choice will you make? You will never go wrong.
Amen.
And if by chance you happen to make a mistake, all you do is say, Father, I repent. And he says, all right, baby. Now get back in line and let's go on. This is the same type of attitude we have to have with our family, friends, bosses, neighbors. Give them a second chance.
Hallelujah.
Because we live under mercy.
Yeah.
We live under grace. We're not under law, which is harsh and hurtful and very hard to keep. But when you look at mercy, he extends to you and to me. And then we have the opportunity to extend it to others. Because he pours into us so that we can pour into others. He trusts us as women to give out his traits in everything we do. In the things that we say, the clothes that we wear, the places that we go, the responsibilities that we have, the decisions that we have to make, even the ones we don't like, even when we don't know what the answer is, we know we can go to God. And when we listen carefully to what he has to say, if he says nothing, you say nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
If he tells you to do something, you say, by his strength, I can do all things.
Hallelujah.
You never, ever go out without your covering. Jesus, the Christ. He loves us unconditionally. How many times have women gotten up and looked in the mirror and go, not today.
Amen.
So you have to go and encourage yourself.
Hallelujah.
And say,